So you take time to rest because you've learned, you know, the importance of rest, and that's what you're emphasizing before we went on break, as you were having a sip of water from our lovely hosts here. But in that process, I think even as you're talking about rest, I think one of the things that we've not discussed in your journey is your social life. So are you only mentioned dating while in high school, in campus. Are you at this time also experiencing, you are a young professional, a fly woman climbing up this career ladder. Is there a man lingering along in this journey? You just mentioned in your sisters. I'm wondering, is there someone coming to? Why is your boyfriend not helping you write these proposals?
Oh yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah,
of course. I've been in the on the dating scene.
Yeah. By around that time, eh?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not just yeah. Who is he?
So that is silent for now.
Is silent for now, or is silent in this story, or is silent there?
Oh no, it's been very active and loud.
Okay.
But I just don't think I have met someone who makes me tick.
Oh, at that time.
Or someone who I connect with so well.
Mm.
Yeah, mm. So...
All right, so you're seeing someone here, someone there, but they are not matching. You're not quite
connecting. What I'm looking for.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, okay.
And you know, what I have learned from a number of people, leaders, mm-hmm. individuals, mm-hmm. mentors, coaches, mm-hmm. and what most people say... Mm. One of the most important decisions any person, male or female, can make in their career journeys and in their lives is who you marry or who you get married to.
True. Very, very important.
Yeah, so...
Where you're going is important. Who you go there with is perhaps more important, because they'll determine whether you actually get there or whether your journey there is paralyzed.
True.
You know, so, or is completely veered off.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, so it's super, super, super important. And so I'm eager to hear by the end of this journey if that story will change or that story will not. So you learn, you know, at that point, mm-hmm. I think what stood out is the importance of rest, you know, stopping, slowing down, so that you don't get yourself into this space where you are getting burnt out again, where your health or your body slows you down. Mm. But then you're learning this also when funding is coming.
Yeah. When you need to do the work.
When you actually now need to execute a year after all of these like sort of blessings have dawned and come into the organization. Does that, and then where you also require to put structures. Structures means staff.
Policies, mm-hmm. systems, mm-hmm. all those things.
Mm.
Human resource, the board, everything.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Did you... put that
in? Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think that's why we have been able to create trust with our partners, for them to actually see that this is a credible institution that leads on integrity, stands on integrity, serves well, has impact, documents the impact, evaluates the work that they do, and gets to share with us. And so we have a few more partners on board. But putting in place systems and building an institution takes work. It has to be intentional. It is costly, but it is important. It is important.
You brought on board for the longest time you were solo.
Yes,
you were the singular staff by the time at least the funding was coming, that initial set of funding was coming. So within the first year of implementation, how rapidly did you grow?
Oh, we grew so fast because mm-hmm. then at least we were able to hire professionals to come on board and join us in the work we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we were about 7 to 10 staff.
All right.
First, second, third year.
So some key positions.
Yes. Yeah. Now we are a team of 14 full-time staff. Ooh. And 8 part-time mm-hmm. staff mm. based in the 8 part-time staff are based in the counties.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a pool of mentors, like over 600 mentors,
mm.
all volunteers,
mm-hmm.
Who then get to be paired up with mentees and support them and guide them in their journeys.
Mm.
So it's really amazing, and that's why I say it's meaningful, because.
Mm.
I have had many moments when young people come to me, and even those who are not so young,
mm.
to share their success stories mm-hmm. and their journeys and say, I learned this from you, or mm. I came through ELF and now I have a job, or mm. now I started a business and I'm employing other young people,
mm.
or I created a policy or a bill in this county, or participated in this process in this county, or at the national level, or at the regional level. So it's exciting to hear those stories of transformation.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That's I think it's a lot more than could even ask for. It's very fulfilling,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
It's absolutely fulfilling.
But the learning journey, I've just discovered, never stops.
Yeah.
Like what Mandela said in mm. The Long Walk to Freedom, that life is made up of so many hills. Mm. You climb one hill, you get to the peak and you realize there's another.
Mm.
You climb it, you realize there's another hill.
Mm. Mm.
So it's either you need to build the capacity of the team. Then you do that, you realize, no, you need to update a policy here or mm. a policy there. You mm. need more partners on board. You mm. need board members. You mm. need you need this. You need to innovate around your programming. Mm. So it's you're always, as a leader,
mm-hmm.
you're always working on something. And mm. personally, I am also, I love growing myself. I love building my skills, my mm. capacity.
Mm.
And so one of the most transformative fellowship programs I ever joined was the Obama Africa Leaders Program,
right?
Which I joined in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
A friend of mine forwarded to me the call for applications. Mm-hmm. I applied mm. And got to join the rest of the young African leaders to go to South Africa
mm.
to learn and interact with amazing leaders like Kofi Annan,
mm.
President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, President mm. Obama, mm. And a number of leaders drawn from the continent
mm-hmm.
and a few from outside the continent.
Mm.
And that was such a pivotal moment in my journey.
Mm-hmm.
I got to interact firsthand with amazing young men and women from across the continent doing amazing work through the organizations many of them had started
mm.
or they are running entities and enterprises started by other people, but they're doing some really amazing work. Mm. Just talking about some collaborations across the continent, building solidarity, building a support system, and just having individuals of like mind and value system.
Mm.
Oh, that was really powerful. Mm. Oh, that was really amazing. Mm. Just being a part of right. that particular fellowship program.
Right.
And it is the same year
mm-hmm.
That Obama got to acknowledge the work we do at Emerging Leaders Foundation
mm-hmm.
In his speech during the Mandela's 100-year celebration.
Mm.
And I remember we were seated in a hall listening to President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, Trevor Manuel from South Africa, and Kofi Annan share about their leadership journeys,
mm.
lessons learned.
Mm.
And a friend of mine called Bina
mm.
Sends me a message and
Bina
says,
Maseno.
Bina Maseno. Mm-hmm. Oh, you know Bina?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So she sends me a message and mm. says, oh, Karen,
mm.
President Obama just talked about you
mm.
in his speech at the stadium. I said, mm. no, you're lying.
Mm.
And she said, no, I'm serious. I'm seated here. And he just mentioned your name mm. and the work of the Emerging Leaders Foundation.
Mm.
I said, really? I said, no, he doesn't even know me. Mm. Then a few minutes later, social media, Facebook, Twitter, WhatsApp.
Mm.
Over the last few days, 200 young people from across this continent who are doing the hard work of making change in their communities, who reflect Madiba's values, who are poised to lead the way. People like Abbas Mpindi, a journalist from Uganda who founded the Media Challenge Initiative to help other young people get the training they need to tell the stories that the world needs to know. People like Karen Wakoli, who's an entrepreneur from Kenya and founded the Emerging Leaders Foundation to get young people involved in the work of fighting poverty and promoting human dignity.
My friends are saying, oh, Karen, congratulations, blah, blah, blah.
It blows up with this.
Yeah. Mm. Then I'm like, oh, my goodness. So it's true.
Mm.
So the meeting was over, went to my room, and, you know, so it sunk in, you know, what had just happened.
Mm.
And then the following day, his media team called the three of us, myself and two Ugandan gentlemen who had been mentioned, to just interview us about our experience and you know, all that. And I remember asking the question, so how come my name came up in the speech? And they said, okay, but we do research. President Obama has people who do research. And yes, we learned about the work you're doing, and we did research on your journey, and you're an amazing leader. And so the president decided to celebrate you and, you know, just give you a shout out. That was interesting. And of course, later, the whole team hadn't met him. Then later, we got to meet him, had an interview with him. And one of the things about President Obama and a few other leaders like Nelson Mandela, the intentionality and the ability to be all that, but still remain humble, approachable, empathetic, and be with the common man, woman, child down there on the ground is so amazing.
Right.
And I want to believe that it comes from a place of self-awareness, that when you know yourself as a leader, who you are, what your assignment is in this life, then these things about pomp, color, position, status, what you've done, they don't really count. What counts is your assignment. And I learn quite a lot from those particular individuals. Nelson Mandela, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., our own Professor Wangari Maathai. And when you were talking about my journey, you talked about a few other accolades here and there.
Before you move to those, while still with Obama, was there an aura with him? And
he's just an ordinary leader who relates with people in a very simple, approachable way, like that's really amazing. It baffles me how sometimes I encounter individuals who've just achieved one thing, maybe gotten elected to office or made their first million, and they want everybody to notice who they are and acknowledge that. And no, it's not about that. It's who you are, your authentic self as a leader, as a person, and what impact you're having in this life.
And was there like lots of security to? No, I'm just asking all of this.
Not quite.
It was there in SA.
And I have seen the same with other leaders like President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, the former South African First Lady.
Winnie?
No, the other one.
Whose wife?
Nelson Mandela. Her name escapes my mind.
Not Winnie, but
Gracia Machel.
Oh, Gracia Machel. Yes.
So these very well accomplished individuals, they don't work with security. You know, I think they realize the power of human contact and authenticity, and I think it's really powerful.
Okay. All right. Okay, so you were explaining also.
Yeah, about a few other accolades here and there, recognition here and there. And for me, I just appreciate the far I have come. Do you know, I believe I'm a product of the many people I have interacted with, the books I have read, the films I have watched, the mentors and coaches that continue to guide me. I'm a product of all that. So sometimes I hear people saying they're self-made. I'm like, what? Is it possible to be self-made? No. We learn from other people. I have learned a lot from you since the first time we met and interacted. So for me, lifelong learning, I believe, is the way to go. I keep wanting to be a better leader, better human being, empathize better, listen better, lead better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's that's the journey of life. And I think you're sharing a lot as well. And we all and everyone, you know, watching you and watching your journey is also learning through a lot of what you're saying, through a lot of what, you know, your journey is about. And so as you look forward now, you know, and connect the dots backwards, what do you see? You know, what has become? Are you happy with what you're seeing?